This is the Lunch Bite with Ian Bass.
Let's chat about the burnout side. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome on the line, and my thanks to Judy for making the time out of her busy day to come and chat to us. Judy, you're an author of a book, Recover from Burnout, Life Lessons to Regain Your Purpose and Passion. How do we manage this burnout or prepare for what could be a very torrid time?
Hi, thanks Ian for having me on your show. I think this is a really important topic right now. I'm sure lots of people are thinking because of the lockdown, they're going to have a chance to catch up on all their Netflix series and potter around and do stuff, and which is all great. But I think also we all underestimate the impact that being curtailed against our will is going to have on us. And I really try very hard with my clients to not only help them to recover from burnout, but actually to help prevent burnout from developing in the first place. So it's very weird to be doing a radio show over Skype. You see, I can't even speak properly because I can't see you in front of me, but it's okay.
I know.
So what we need to do is we really need to work very hard at helping people to not get burnout. And right. I really believe that one of the big causes of burnout is not doing too much, but doing too much of the wrong things. So those are the things that are wrong for us. And for
Judy, I'm interjecting
and
I'm being rude. So forgive me as well for this. But you mentioned that it's the things we do wrong, and that is like our natural tendency. And perhaps you're going to cover this, but I've just noticed that people are just, even though we tell people not to panic, they are panicking. Mm. Even though we tell people not to go and hoard stuff, they're hoarding stuff. Just traveling through the suburbs here within the reach of our community, I think I've got a better chance of being killed by a stampede than the coronavirus. You know, so how do we avoid the doing those wrong things? Is it a case that we need to identify them? Can you give us a bit of guidance in terms of how to prepare?
Sure. So there are two separate things here, because for me, burnout is doing too many of the things that are wrong for us. So for using up an enormous amount of energy in forcing ourselves to do things that feel wrong to us, like staying in relationships that are bad for us or doing work that is wrong for us. But in this particular situation, I think that people are panicking, and I think that panic is a bit of a, you know, it's also a virus, and it's also something that we catch from each other. And so I think that what we need to do in order to stop doing the wrong things that you are describing and is just to kind of take a bit of a breather. And rather than reacting emotionally to things, and it's a perfectly understandable emotional reaction, you know, we've been watching what's going on all over the world. It's scary. So it's a perfectly understandable emotional reaction, but we need to just take a bit of a step back, breathe, and in a very kind of calm and collected way, decide consciously and mindfully how we would like to respond to the situation in a way that is not only good for us, but that is good for the nation as a whole. And over and over again, the leaders are saying, please do not panic buy. Please do not hoard. It's bad for you to go into the supermarket and the mall along with 300,000 other people, because the chance of spreading the virus is bigger. But it also means that people who can't afford to stock up their freezers and their pantries because they don't have the money or the space, there's nothing left over for them. So just take a step back, breathe deeply, summon up your goodwill. And the thing about South Africans is that we are so good in a crisis. We are so good at looking after other people. And let's just try not to take it personally, which is very hard, I know. But this is not personal. You know, we're not being punished because of something we have done wrong. This is something that is happening all over the world. It's not that South Africa isn't doing a good enough job. Frankly, I think South Africa is doing an amazing job. It's not that
I think we beat ourselves up quite a bit, and we're quite harsh on ourselves. But in this case, I fully agree with you that this is this is something we can really pat ourselves on the back, and we need to continue through it. Judy, we didn't need to take a quick ad break, but when we come back, I'd like you to share with us some of the signs of burnout so that we can identify those as we go into this period. And once we identify those, what we can do. We'll be back right after this.
This is the Lunch Bite with Ian Bass.
Got Judy Clippen on the line with me. Sorry, I nearly fell off my chair there. This is the joys of doing things remotely where you don't know where everything is. So apologies for that. So, Judy, I just need to do a quick live read and then we'll come back to you in 1 second. So, great. As we're heading into the lockdown period on Thursday, the Kollel Bookshop will be open on Wednesday and Thursday until 8 p.m. this evening to ensure you get all your Pesach needs met. Haggadot, Seder plates, matzah covers, and more. The latest Pesach Kron Haggadah, the Magidat, the Seder. Let the Kollel Bookshop ensure your meaningful Pesach experience. Remember the kids, exciting kids, Haggadot and Makot kids. Judy, you're a very patriotic South African, and I could hear that coming out from you just before the break. We all want to look after each other, and we all want to take care of each other, but there is a tendency for us to regress sometimes during these times and to isolate ourselves, and I know that's a kind of paradoxical is because that's what we're being asked to do, but we isolate ourselves within our minds in that. So one of the things that's so important and something I'd like you to share with us is what are the signs that we're heading towards burnout? You know, you said just before the break that it's fine for us to feel panicky and anxious, but how do we differentiate between just feeling normal in terms of this crisis and actually then once we start identifying the signs of burnout, how can we then manage those?
Thanks. That's a really excellent question because actually most of the signs of burnout, I suspect, are going to be very people are going to be experiencing a lot of them. So there are things like feeling very tired after not exerting oneself as much as usual, feeling tired when you wake up in the morning, having a loss of interest in things that used to feel meaningful, craving sugar, carbohydrates, caffeine, being more emotional than usual, so maybe a bit more irritable than usual or feeling a bit more weepy than usual, withdrawing socially, as you said. And so it's really hard to tell the difference at a time like this between burnout and just, you know, responding to what's going on in our lives right now. And also, I think that for many people who are in isolation alone or who really crave to be in social situations or who need to be in social situations as an escape from their home life, and there are a lot of those people, unfortunately, being in lockdown is going to create for some people an emotional hardship that hopefully it's going to be short enough that it's not going to be too extreme. But I think that we do need to pay attention to the fact that we are going to feel sad, we are going to feel irritable, we are going to feel a little bit depressed maybe, and so we need to just be careful to differentiate between whether it's situational or whether it's something that's come from a long time ago. And I always say to my burnout clients that, you know, burnout is not like chicken pox. You don't wake up with it one morning. It takes a long time to develop. And so the way I describe the difference between burnout and depression is burnout is being tired from life, whereas depression is feeling tired of life. And I think that I'll have to come up with a third one for corona, for like lockdown, which is probably being tired of coronavirus or tired of lockdown, because I think that there are three very similar but quite distinct conditions. The good news, however, is that the tools that I use with my clients to help them to recover from burnout will also help people to kind of keep their passion and purpose alive during lockdown and to not get the burnout. So that's what the great news is, that the coaching tools work no matter what the condition is. Although I will say that if anybody is suffering depression, then I really would urge them to reach out to SADAG or to Lifeline or to one of those really brilliant online sources that we have for support.
So the awesome thing we have, Judy, also as a part of the radio station is we have the Chai FM helpline, which is available 24 hours. It's confidential. It's anonymous. We don't link it to the radio in any way in the sense that people don't come on air to talk about it. This is a real helpline. So it's a great suggestion, Judy, and I certainly would encourage people that if you are feeling that you need that additional help, reach out to the Chai FM helpline. They're available. All the counselors have been briefed on the coronavirus and all the steps we need to take in this uncertain time. They're on 0800-242436. Judy, in the last couple of minutes that we have, you've written two awesome books. Can you tell us a little bit about the books and what inspired you to write those books? And perhaps that's something that all of us can perhaps take away during this 21 days of really reflecting on our own lives and looking at the things. I know you've had a very colorful career. You haven't always been a coach. So can you give us a little bit of inspiration on your own journey? And perhaps that could give our listeners also some incentive or some inspiration to write about their own journey.
Sure, absolutely. Thanks, Ian. So I wrote my first book, which was originally called Life Lessons for the Adult Child. It was published in 2010 by Penguin. And that came out of my own life history and also my work with my clients, where I came across the idea of the adult child, which I won't go into too much detail about. But my definition of an adult child is anyone who had a childhood that was inconsistent or unpredictable in some way or for some time, which really is pretty much everybody in the world and definitely pretty much everybody in South Africa. And so adult children have a very particular set of characteristics which make us very prone to developing burnout, which is what led me to my second book. And some of those characteristics are things that you mentioned it earlier. We judge ourselves without mercy. We're very hard on ourselves. So we push ourselves too hard. We struggle to ask for help. We struggle to say no. We are intensely loyal, even in the face of evidence that that loyalty is misplaced. We are super responsible to everyone around us often, but super irresponsible towards ourselves. There are a whole lot of characteristics that make up the adult child, which are sometimes a little challenging, but there are also some amazing characteristics, which is what makes us so resilient and resourceful and creative. We're brilliant at problem solving. We are excellent, you know, we're loyal members of staff. We have a really strong sense of community. And, you know, South Africans always say we can make a plan, and we do. We always make a plan, which is why we will make a plan to come through this particular crisis. But There's such a strong correlation between being an adult child and being prone to burnout, which is what led me to my second book. And they were both reissued together at the same time. The first one is now called Recover from Your Childhood, Life Lessons for the Adult Child. And the second is Recover from Burnout, Life Lessons to Regain Your Passion and Purpose. And they both are available on e-readers. They're e-books available at the moment. And I really, I mean, I don't want to kind of use this time as a way to say, read me, but I do think that if you have got time on your hands and you are feeling very vulnerable and very kind of, why is this happening to me? And not quite sure why you feel as though you are taking it so hard, it might be useful to read one or both of those books. They are companion books because, you know, in addition to the hardship that we are going to be experiencing, we can make it easier for ourselves by doing something productive and meaningful that feels as though it's not a waste of our time, but it's actually a gift of time. And if we use it productively, then I think we really will all come out of this much stronger as individuals, as a community, and as a nation. And I hope that maybe my books can help with that a little bit.
Well, Judy, you've certainly inspired me, and I love that last part that you mentioned, that this is not a waste of time, it's a gift of time, and it's a lovely way to end this interview. Judy Klippan, thank you so much for spending the time with us on the Lunch Bite this afternoon. I will share Judy's website on our Facebook site after the show, and you can get all the details that Judy's spoken about in addition to the links to her books. Judy, thank you very much, and take care over this uncertain period.
Thank you.
We'll be back. Take care. Bye.